Pop star Pink shares post calling out Macklemore's anti-Israel rant as backlash against rapper grows. By Warner Todd Houston on September 8, 2026. Progressive pop star Pink has added her voice to the backlash against left-wing rapper Macklemore, who is facing criticism over his pro-Palestine and anti-Israel tirade at a recent Ed Sheeran concert. The Just Give Me a Reason singer dedicated a post to the Macklemore imbroglio by reposting an Instagram story from Stop Antisemitism, which blasted Macklemore for his support for Hamas-led Palestine at the Sheeran concert last Friday and is calling on Sheeran to fire Macklemore from the tour. Pink did not add any comments of her own, but it appears she was endorsing the criticism of Macklemore's performance, TMZ reported. Macklemore, whose real name is Benjamin Hammond Haggerty, is being castigated for saying Free Palestine from the stage at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey last week. He also accused Israel of genocide in Gaza. "I wanted to stand up here on stages across America and say two words that are near and dear to my heart. Free Palestine," the thrift shop singer yelled to the audience. He wore a Palestinian keffiyeh on stage and the view screen behind him flashed Free Palestine images. The group Stop Antisemitism posted a message to X reminding followers that Macklemore once appeared on stage dressed as a Jew and wearing a fake giant nose, a longtime anti-Semitic trope. Imagine paying $500 plus to see Ed Sheeran only to be ambushed by Macklemore's relentless anti-Israel obsession. Yes, the same Macklemore who appeared on stage dressed as an Orthodox Jew, complete with an enormous prosthetic nose. Fans deserve apologies and refunds. Unacceptable. pic.twitter.com/mwkxb2a8x. Stop Antisemitism, at Stop Antisemites, September 5, 2026. Macklemore is often seen engaging in extremist politics from the stage and, as the New York Post reported, often screams Fuck America along with his pro-Hamas rhetoric. On Friday performed his song Hindi's Hall, which was written about the pro-Palestine protests at Columbia University. Images of Gaza appeared on the screen behind him during the tune. Many blasted the rapper and his host, Ed Sheeran, for the display of hate. And the Israeli-American Council started a petition on Sunday demanding that Sheeran drop Macklemore from his tour. Here we go again, despite massive backlash surrounding Macklemore opening for Ed Sheeran. A repeat occurred a few moments ago at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey. Jewish patrons should not be subjected to this propaganda. pic.twitter.com/drv42t. Stop Antisemitism, at Stop Antisemites, September 6, 2026. This was an Ed Sheeran concert, not a political rally, not a protest, and not an activist event, the IAC said in its statement. The issue is not whether Macklemore has the right to hold political views. The question is where to draw the line when an opening act uses a global concert platform to advance a one-sided political agenda, the statement continued. This becomes even more troubling when the message relies on selective imagery, biased messaging, and disputed claims presented to a massive audience as fact, without context or complexity. The organization went farther to demand that all concert venues to establish boundaries concern political expressions during concerts. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.